Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. I supposedly won a blender or something, and I paid the shipping and everything. And it said I screenshot it and everything. It said I would receive it in 7 to 10 business days or something like that, and that's not happened.
Okay, can we start the zip code with a zip code, please?
37665.
Thank you. And your
Would you
first and
like
last
the
name, please?
number of the order?
Sure.
2605855610.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Sherry Crawford.
Thank you. Could you verify your address, please, ma'am?
204B, as in boy, Emmett, Emmett Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37665.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm pulling up the account now for us.
I figured it was some kind of scam or something, 'cause nothing like that happens.
I know exactly what you mean, ma'am. Let's see exactly what is going on. It was an entry into a sweepstakes to possibly win a KitchenAid mixer. And let's see, it does look like you paid $7.95 to be entered into the drawing for the mixer. It was a free welcoming gift.
That is not what that said, because it says, "Congratulations, you won the KitchenAid Pro. The rules, you will be directed to the website of our certified distributors. Enter your address, pay $2 for shipping to get the Pro, I mean KitchenAid Pro. 3, KitchenAid Pro will be delivered within 5 to 7 days." It doesn't say nothing about I paid $8 for a stupid entry.
Yes, ma'am, and I do see where some the charges have already been disputed. It looks like there was a chargeback on the account for June 19th, but the account
Since
has been
when?
canceled. Yes, ma'am, it says this happened on June 12th, and it looks like June 19th at 10:05 p.m., a chargeback was posted, and they canceled the account.
Well, it sure wasn't me at 10-something and at
Oh, no,
night
ma'am. That's when
talking
the
to my
bank did it.
bank.
No, that's when the bank provided the information was that time. That's when it was processed, the chargeback.
Let's take a look. You said what date?
Yes, ma'am. It was this chargeback was posted, a dispute on the account. The bank got in contact with us, and I do see they did the paperwork, and it was submitted to us June 19th.
I don't have any deposits back into my account for that amount.
Yes, and once it's been for $7.95, once it's been disputed, though, it freezes our account on our end, so you would have to talk to the bank or the credit card company, and they would let you know.
Darling, if it was frozen by my bank, why wouldn't my bank give it back to me?
More than likely, there's two reasons. Either you lost the dispute, or they haven't
How'd I lose a
finished their
dispute?
investigation. I'm not sure. That's up to the bank. We don't handle anything.
Because I didn't even start the dispute, so how would I have disputed it?
Yes,
But I do
ma'am.
know what I can do. I do know what I can do. I can call my bank in a couple of hours and dispute that it ever came out, and I will get my $8 back.
Yes, ma'am. Just talk to
When
them and they'll be able to tell you for sure what happened there.
I don't, how can you work for someone like that? I mean, I'm just being honest.
Yes, ma'am, to be honest, a job is a job, and I have a
When is it
child.
taken out of my checking account?
Okay, it was taken out on the 12th, ma'am, of June.
And what was the amount?
$7.95.
Okay.
You have to
And it
just
was
give them a.
supposed to be put back, and it was supposed to be put back in
The bank
on the
handles that.
19th.
Well, that's when we did our paperwork, and it was put as a charge back on the account, and they canceled the
Okay.
account that day too.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I
Thank
wasn't
you.
rude to you. I hope you
No, ma'am.
understand that,
Oh,
right?
no, ma'am. I get it. I totally get where you're coming from, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service.
Goodbye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.